And performance training is a collection of study concepts that's designed to teach you how to study in order to develop an innate physical response to sounds and so forth. I mean, that's what you want. You want when you're playing, when you're playing, you're not thinking, oh, that's A, B, C, and so forth, but your body is responding. Your whole body and everything is responding. Often your hands, if you know, how you execute your hands, or if you're a vocalist, you just really clearly your body is responding totally to the sounds and to the moment.
Everybody, it's Mike Jeffers, Chicago Jazz Magazine, chicagojazz.com, and welcome to another episode of Around Town. This is a little unique. We're not plugging a new release. We're not plugging an upcoming show. We're plugging something that every musician needs to have under their belt in order to play professionally. And Donovan Mixon, I've known Donovan for many years, and I haven't seen him because of COVID and all those different things that happen professionally where we're all working so much, but I am glad we're connecting now, and it is good to see you, Donovan, and congratulations. He launched performanceeartraining.com, came up with the concept of everything he's been teaching for years. There it is right there. For everything he's been teaching for years in person, he came up with a concept during COVID to launch this thing online, and he's got an 8-week course, a 4-week course, an intro course, everything you need to know to learn and get your ear developed in order to become a successful musician and play professionally in any genre. So, Donovan, welcome to the show and congratulations on this project here.
Thanks, Michael. It's a pleasure to be here. It's great to see you. You look good, man.
I'm working on it. We're both looking good. We're both looking good. We're working on it, man.
I'm working out almost every day. You know, when that COVID hit, I said, nah, it's not going to get me.
That's it.
You know, so yeah, it's a course that I've been doing for years. I started developing the study concepts back when I was teaching in Berkeley many, many years ago. And performance training is a collection of study concepts that's designed to teach you how to study in order to develop an innate physical response to sounds and so forth. I mean, that's what you want. You want when you're playing, you're not thinking, oh, that's A, B, C, and so forth, but your body is responding. Your whole body and everything is responding. Often your hands, if you know, how you execute your hands, or if you're a vocalist, you just really clearly your body is responding totally to the sounds and to the moment. Often I'll hear things and I'm playing and I hear something and my body, my hands will gravitate to it before I say, oh yeah, that was that kind of thing. Once I had a student came in private lesson and he surprised me. He just ambushed me. He says, this is when I was in Turkey. I lived in Turkey, you know. Yeah. I lived there 10 years. And so I had a private studio at home and a kid came in and he says, Donovan, I'm trying to figure out this John Coltrane passage, you know, that kind of like that solo thing. And I just, you know, so I stayed calm. I said, oh, let's give it a listen. You know, give it a listen. And man, he started playing it. And I can't say I was really particularly for me with that solo, but immediately my body just, oh, okay, yeah, well, okay, we got a lot of fourths and pattern up in minor third, and I just went to my guitar and I started picking before I knew it I was playing it, not like John Coltrane,
right.
But I was catching it in a very, like, as I should, but, and I thought, man, a lot of water has gone under the bridge. You know? but this is what we all want. Like, no one wants to study ear training. No. But they really want is to play better and to hear deeper and respond quickly, get to making music sooner. And that's ear training. That, you know, ear training is your theory applied, and it's something we all are trying to develop and working on all the time, consciously and unconsciously.
You know, with the ear training stuff, because I think a lot of people probably, you know, are like, okay, ear training is solfege and it's this, that. But really what you just said makes a lot of sense. I think a lot of people can relate to this. You know, to me, I didn't think of it this way, but that's really what ear training is that you should be able to eventually play what you're hearing either in your head or what you're hearing from somebody else. And that is really difficult to do. But if you train your ear, you know, we all hear about those prodigies, right? The young kids that are 5 years old that listen to something and immediately can play it on the piano without thinking about it. But that's really what you're talking about, right? Developing your ear to the point where you're understanding what's going on, even if the music isn't in front of you or anything like that, but you can find it on your instrument because your ear is attuned with what you play and you can play what you hear or what you think. Is that sort of the direction?
Right, but you recognize relationships.
Yeah.
In language, you know, I don't know what you're going to say or which combination of words you're going to use, but I'm very familiar with words and patterns of usage and idioms and all of these things in terms of understanding a language. I learned two other languages, so I have a real feeling for that. You know, I learned Italian because I used to live there, and it took a long time before I could just chill and rap with people like in this way, because I had really get these patterns and usage and idioms and different things. And those kind of things happen in music as well. And there are specific ways that you can practice to get these relationships inside of you. And if we're talking, particularly if we're talking about the temperate scale, you know, Western music, which is what we're dealing with here, you get those relationships inside of you, you will start to respond and more quickly. And it's not about being perfect. You're not a machine, but you can do it faster. You get to learning music much more quickly. Most all my gigs are like that when it's not my gig, but someone else, you know, a blessing, or they consider it a plus if I understand things quickly, because once you understand it quickly, then you can get to making music. Then you can just about the dynamics and articulation and the moment and all of these things. But if you're having trouble interpreting and hearing, you know, then it's going to go much more slowly, and the result will be inferior.
So let's talk about performanceeartraining.com. Let's talk about the courses, right? So you have an 8-week online course, and looking over the website, it's really done well, by the way. Congratulations. I mean, it looks really great. And I know you have like a free lesson you can take. Somebody can kind of get a feeler for what it is before you jump into the 8-week course. But, you know, talk about the 8-week course. So it's an online live 8-week course. And I know you have private lessons on there and different things like that. But talk about like day one, what can people, if I'm signing up, I'm a drummer and I'm going to sign up for this ear training course because I know my ears developed. I can hear AABA. I can hear the form, but I need a lot more work, obviously, in developing my ear. What's the first thing when people jump on that they can expect to experience?
Well, I may play something and say, so raise your hand if you hear anything at all, heard anything at all. And, you know, that lets me know right away, you know. Yeah. And when we do some things, are the notes, is the line ascending or descending, and things like things like that. This will tell me, because there are people that have trouble discerning those kind of things. How many notes do you hear? Okay, which pair of notes are closer? Which pair is closer together? Which is further apart? Do some of those kind of things, not as a test, just to see how people are perceiving. Then we just get into singing. And ear training has a lot to do with singing, and singing brings the relationships into your body. And if you, the better you practice using your voice, the more likely when you hear it coming from outside of your body, you're going to recognize. So how many times are you going to sing? Here. Do, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Do, ti, la, sol, fa, mi, re, do. Everybody's heard that as a major scale. But a lot of people, they might have trouble just singing that. And singing it straight, or sing like do do re. I keep playing it annoyingly. Play the do. Re mi mi fa. Just little things like that we will do, and I have assignments that you need to practice these things. So and so that. You'll be able to recognize it later, because that's not the extent of it, but you want to be able to start sensitizing yourself to the tonal color, the colors of the notes inside of a key. And mostly we're dealing with playing in keys, in tonal centers, because most of the time you're going to be playing in keys in tonal centers. Most gigs you're going to be playing in time, as opposed to free time,
yeah.
Most of the time. But you're going to, of course, you're going to, unless like me, I get to play with the ACM. And the keys change rather quickly, you know, or the times and things. But, you know, most of your gigs, you're going to be functioning within a key. So you really want to get yourself acclimated to hearing inside of a key. And it's not, it's often I see people online, they do these ear training like courses and so forth, and they do a couple exercises, then they expect you to be able to hear, you know, intervals just like that. No, I have techniques for practicing, like called study concepts, let's say inner hearing. That sounds good, right? So it's a way of using your imagination to develop your ear. So if you had a pattern like do re mi fa mi fa so fa so la ti la ti do ti do re do ti la and so forth, you might sing part of that exercise, imagine the next part, then the next part after. So you may sing do re mi mi fa so so forth like that. So you sing do re mi mi fa so so la ti ti do re do ti la and so forth. And there are many different ways to do that, as individually, in a group. Yeah, if we were in class right now, you have other people there. Maybe you sing the first triplet, the next person sing the next triplet, and I'm annoyingly maybe playing a chord or the do, and that's a concept too. If you're developing your ears, you always want to be performing against something else, particularly something that represents the tonality. Because rarely you're just performing, you know, just solo. And you want to be able to function within a key. So that's one way to explain inner hearing, practicing inner hearing, using your imagination in an organized way to develop your ear. And there are many, many ways to do it, many little exercises that we use with song.
You know, the way you're describing the whole thing and the way you're explaining it makes a lot of sense, because, you know, to your point, I could get an online course maybe and there's no interaction, there's nothing happening, and I'm just listening and I'm going through it and I'm listening to it. This makes a lot of sense because there's an instructor there who's a master instructor at this whole thing, and you're giving people specific techniques that you know from just working with them for a little while that'll probably help them. And I've always thought that, you know, when you take a lesson, no matter what it's in, it could be in business, it could be in, you know, music, it could be in anything. you get like 6 months of information in like one lesson sometimes. It would take you 6 months sometimes to figure things out on your own when you could take one lesson with somebody that really knows what they're talking about and you can get the information you need quickly. And that is like, there's so many good things about this program, performanceeartraining.com, because you can sit at home, but you can interact with somebody like yourself and really learn and be interacting with other people, right? I mean, you're developing your ear the whole time. And so we talked a little bit before we came on and started recording the show, but you know, you're playing obviously lots of different gigs, and we were talking specifically about a church gig. But I mean, as a musician, I'm sure a lot of people watching this has gotten out of bandstand, whether it's a paying gig or a jam session or something, and something goes haywire somewhere in there, and somebody's playing a different part of the form, or somebody's playing something strange. And if your ear isn't developed, you're going to be just as lost as everybody else involved in the in getting lost, and there's no way to bring it back. This whole development of the ear really just takes everything to another level in your playing, doesn't it?
Yes, it develops your musical intuition as well. In a nutshell, and you're a vocalist and you're singing, and then you get off of something, and if you can't tell when they're arriving to the end of the form of the first A or the second A, and going to go into the, or you don't recognize the transition into the bridge and things like that, you're going to be lost. So you want to be able to recognize these chord progressions, and you learn a song, and you have a way to practice it where you learn the melody, of course, but also you learn ways to, it behooves you to learn ways to learn the harmonic progression. Mm-hmm. That's one of the study concepts in performance ear training is called harmonic bass lines. And that's a way of singing a bass line that really reflects the harmony of a song. So you have, let's see. So if I'm going to do a blues, so I can go do, fa, do, do. I can do that just singing the roots, or I can sing roots and thirds of the chord. Do, mi, do, mi. Think like that. Do, mi, fa, la. Do, mi, do. Or I can sing root, third, seven root. Do, mi, te. It's because I want the flat seven. So, do, fa, la, me, fa, do, mi, te, do, so, te, do, mi, fa, la, me, fa, fi, la, me, fi. That's that sharp four diminished. And it's all do, mi, re, fa, mi, so, la, di. That's that sixth dominant. It leads you into the two. So you sing these different, all these different, you know, it's endless blues progressions.
Mm-hmm.
There are all kinds of the blues progression. I say blues progressions because, well, we're dealing with American music, and American music is largely based on the blues. There's so many variations. You can use that to develop your ears. But not just that. We could do it to sing pop songs and familiar, very familiar songs. In fact, even if you before you take my course, it would be a good idea just learning nursery rhymes in solfège. Now, if you don't know what solfège is, these are syllables that I'm using: do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. And you could find use of them online. But to learn nursery rhymes or very familiar songs, like in Happy Birthday. Okay, if I play that, you should be able to sing what the root of that chord is. And then, which degree does Happy Birthday start on? You know, just that's it's a good idea is to figure that out, be able to figure that out. What's the meter of Happy Birthday? A lot of people don't even think about things like that.
Yeah.
But if you start working on very familiar songs and be able to nail them, sing them in solfège, because solfège thank you to this monk, Guido Arezzo, from the 11th century. I believe he invented solfège. And what I was saying. Oh, yeah. So if you're using solfège syllables with the movable do system, it's like putting little tags on the notes.
Oh.
Like little post-its on the notes. So no matter what key I'm in, if I go... That's my do, do, re, mi, re, do. But if I do this, do, re, mi, re, do, re, mi, re, do, that's the new do. No matter what I do, do, re, mi, re, do, I have the new do. That's why it's called movable do. And then you're learning the relationships all from that do, that new tonality.
Well, and you can you just apply all this to all different styles of music. I mean, I can already hear what you could be doing if you're a musician and you really thoroughly have your ear developed. I mean, that's, you know, and then it opens up all the creativity too. And to your point, you're playing the music and not thinking about it anymore. You're playing and creating.
Well, you're thinking, but it's more of it is you get it to where more of the music and the process you bring inside your body, where more of it becomes more automatic and innate to you. So when you hear intervals, you don't have to think, oh, that's a second to a major, a perfect fourth to down. No, you will more quickly respond to that in an automatic sense. You want to put things, more stuff on the back burner, so that you can get to making music sooner.
What a concept. All right, so performanceeartraining.com. You're running all different sorts of sessions now. So everybody just go on there, fill out the form, connect with Donovan. He'll let you know which session you can jump into. I'm sure you can sign up. It's all there online. Plus, take the free lesson. Get acquainted with the whole thing.
Next one is going to start around March 21st. But I'll be putting that up around March 21st. Being that, you know, we're dealing with human beings and schedules and so forth. So once I get a few people interested, I try to hold to my plan. But if most people needed to start be on Monday or something, of the few people that signed up, I plan to hold my sessions down to no more than 10. You know, I haven't had 10 yet. No, I haven't had 10 yet. But I imagine, you know, at 10 at once. I haven't had 10. But no more than 10. And I've had people from Italy, Australia, and this dude, what's his name? Hisham? Is from Cairo, but he couldn't, the time difference was just too vast that he couldn't get in the group. So we did private lessons. So, and then I'll have Dan right here from Rogers Park, people from around here, people from other states, you know, Brian from Hawaii, people from all over. And it's really exciting, but the people that from out of the country, they have to get up like at midnight or something to attend class. That doesn't happen all the time, but that has happened in my last sessions before I redid the whole course. This is a reopening of it. So I'm looking forward to seeing you guys out there. And thank you so much.
Well, hey, we're getting short on time, so I want to thank you for jumping on, and I really appreciate you doing this. This is great, man. I'm so happy you put this together, and you're sharing all of your experience. I mean, you've played all over the world. As you said, you taught at Berkeley. I know you're teaching now. You've toured, you've played, you've lived in all these different cultures. You're bringing all your experience, and people can get all of that at performanceeartraining.com. I encourage everybody to go. It's all linked up down below. So, Donovan, thanks so much for jumping on today. I appreciate it. And I want to thank everybody for watching, as always. And as I always say, all the information is at chicagojazz.com if you need anything about Chicago Jazz. And until next time, hopefully I will see you all somewhere out on the scene.